After decades of war and corruption, Afghanistan is a poor country. The hope is that the April 2014 presidential election will change all that, says Noor Aga.
We are all tired of war. The next president should work toward peace and improve our lives.
Hamidullah Farouki, a former transportation minister, now part of a political coalition of technocrats, warns of the dangers of a failed election.
Will be a huge problem for Afghanistan, because all eyes are looking to that election.
Voter registration is underway. Workers say the turnout has been high, but it's still not clear who the candidates are. The Afghan presidency holds immense power. Political analyst Kate Clark says, as a result, leaders are cutting political deals to win votes.
You have to do deals, and none of it, pretty well none of it, is ideological. None of it's party-based, none of it's ideological. It's pretty well all about interest, and pretty well all about trying to judge who might be the winning ticket.
It's a contest between the ethnic politics of the past, a continuation of the status quo, or a government of consensus, says former Finance Minister Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai. Then there's the Taliban and what it decides to do.
So there are three options. One, intensify the violence and further polarize society. Two, allow the election to take place so that the issue of peace and enduring peace can really be debated and we arrive at the consensus. And three, more remotely, participate in the election.
But voter Nasser Ahmad Ramyar, with the group Afghans for Progressive Thinking, says this time the real power is the ballot.
People know their rights. People know that voting will change their life. People know that voting is something that they have to do.
Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.